Tablet 3. So the plan was this: to select some of the humans, or send those who had already reached a very high consciousness or pure consciousness, to guide and re-guide people toward perfection. These people were those who had already progressed to a very high state by following the mystical paths which had existed from the time of Noah and even before then. Abraham was chosen as the first elected one. The Hebrews were chosen as the first elected nation. Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, and Jacob guided their children and family toward God realization. Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and gave them laws necessary for a disciplined, neat nation. Going out of Egypt is also a symbol of going out of the gross world to progress toward the spiritual world, the promised land. Joshua, it is not Joshua because there is no J in Hebrew, conquered the Canaanites for them. David was the best king and used the sign which symbolizes the kingdom of heaven on earth. However, they failed to understand the reason they had been chosen. They mixed the beliefs of others with theirs, and they lost the original truths. They thought they had been chosen because they were superior to others. When someone is chosen, there is a job to be done by that person. When he does the job, then he is worthy of being called a chosen one for that task. And if he does it perfectly, then he can be respected and praised also. However, if a person is chosen for a great mission and he does not do it, but misuses his powers, not only will he be disrespected, but also he will be punished for this misuse. Hebrews were selected to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, but they failed in their mission. However, they should have failed because other truths in the greatest sign should have been revealed, and many prophecies should have been fulfilled before the true kingdom of heaven would come. A part of them became an example for humanity throughout history to show that whenever any person or group fails, they would be punished. After punishment, when they become purified, they will be given another chance to prove themselves worthy. After they fail again, they create bad karma and will be punished to be purified again. The example of the Jewish race should be a lesson for all of humanity and shows how the law of karma works collectively and also individually. Read, House of Judah, Jews. Jews are the people from the house of Judah. They were the people of the house of Israel that never came back to their lands and supposedly are lost. The house of Israel also was chosen for a great plan by the Lord. Read, Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled.